ネたち囲み。
Thank you, Jesus. the Lord is faithful. So I'm going to go straight into the word. And I'm going to try and finish in the shortest time possible. I have a very simple message. Let's put up Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 to 25. I won't read all the scriptures I have because of time. Where is it? You don't have a Bible. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 to 25. It says, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us.
Laba.
Because of time, we won't interpret the scriptures, okay? So, if you're in Luganda, read with me. Verse 24. Already? Where did you start from? From 18? No, from 18. Okay. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. So, while Mary was still a virgin, she conceived. Amen?
Amen.
Then it says, Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. So what that meant is he quietly married her, right? So when we hear, when we talk about Jesus, we don't expect his birth to come with a lot of scandal. Because in this day and age, if you got married in November and had a baby in May, everybody will be going, December, January, February, March, April. Do you understand? They may not come to tell you. But they are there, behind. It was not mathing. It was not. The math didn't math. They counted 9 months, they got 7. And I imagine Mary telling her parents, I am pregnant. And they are like, whose? Mbu Jesus? Mbu God? If you're a mother, what do you say? Was I born yesterday?
Hmm?
You think I don't know where children come from? Do you understand? So we celebrate Christ's birth. But he was conceived out of wedlock. According to the ways of this world. He was conceived.
Mariam yabo lubuto.
Out of wedlock. He was born in a manger. You see, now we make it sound nice. Manger sounds very exotic. But he was born in a
chiralo.
And depending on the chiralo. Whether the chiralo was for a rich man or a poor man, we don't know. It could have been the worst chiralo of all the chiralos. How many of us, if we were born in a manger, today, would publicly stand up and say, Me, I was born in. You would be saying, let me tell you what happens. Some of us are born in the village, then your mother takes you to the hospital and registers you, then you say you were born in that hospital.
abamu babazalira mu lusuku mu kyalo ne babatwala mu ddwaliro ne babawandisa nga abazalirwa mu ddwaliro.
Have I lied? And every time someone asks you, where were you born? Nzambia? Mengo?
Mulago?
Paragon? What? Novik? Kampala Hospital? Because you have to have the glory. Do you understand? And our dear Savior, born in a manger,
yazalibwa mu kisulo ky'ente,
conceived out of wedlock,
yafuna olubuto nga tannaba kufumbirwa.
He most probably went through school with people asking him, but is that your father? Where is your father?
Era abantu mu somero bambuza naye gwe ekitabo waddala okakasa.
Who is your father? For real.
Kitabo daladala yani.
So the title of my sermon today is
Kati omutugo obaka lero gugamba.
Born for purpose.
Yazalibwa olw'ekigendererwa.
Jesus wasn't concerned so much about how he appeared.
Yesu teyafayo nnyo ngeri gye yalabikamu.
For him, the root of his appearance was that he was in the lineage of David.
Because
he knew that in the lineage of Abraham there is a promise that I have to tap into. He didn't care whether it was a manger. Do you understand? Because his purpose was far greater than his circumstances. I'm here to speak purpose to someone. Doesn't matter how you were born, where you were born, planned kid or unplanned kid. You have a purpose. Let me tell you a story that I think many of you don't know. Some of you know. My mom had me when she was in S4. That means she was not married. She was young. She was stubborn. Because I was the second born. So how was I the second? She tells a story that when she came back home pregnant, everyone in the village said, "Lera afudde."
Yagamba, now this one is dead.
Her father is going to kill her.
Kitawe agenda kumuta.
Because the first child, he said, "Okay, go to school, go back to school." She went back to school.
Naddayo mu somero. Nakomawo n'olubuto olw'okubiri.
But okay, before I continue that story, my mother,
Mama Wangi,
has two masters.
Aina masters biri.
She lectures in a university.
Musome
she
university.
Took everything that she threw at herself.
and
she made sure she did something.
Na kakasanti
so it wasn't the successful. End. So it's not about my mother, it's about me.
Chino tichikuata kumama wangi, wale chikuata kunzi.
Born out of wedlock.
Nazali bwa watalibu fumbo.
My grandparents could have told my mother, "Dayo drove her, like."
But judge, when you are the mama, take back the your baby.
But did my mother know?
Ne, mama wange yali amanyi.
That in all her mistakes.
Timusobize zonna.
There was a caro.
Gwali wo caro.
Who? When she didn't have purpose from me, God had a purpose for me. When everybody said, I don't know, I've never asked her if anyone told her about that child. But I have a feeling the idea could have crossed. Because after like a first baby you take to daddy, and then like a second one, you're like, you're like, but God, Scripture says, even before you were born, I called you by name. And the one he called,
era oyo gwe yayita,
he sanctifies. The one he sanctifies.
Yamutukuza. Oyo gwe yatukuza.
He ordains. The one he
yamwawula. Oyo gwe yayawula.
Before you were born.
Nga tonnazaalibwa.
That means when Christ was going to be born,
Christo bwe yali ng'agenda
okuzaalibwa, it wasn't the birth that was creating him. Before he was born,
bwe yali nga
tonnazaalibwa, he received a purpose.
Yafuna ekigendererwa.
He came because he had purpose.
Kati yazaalibwa kubanga yali afunye ekigendererwa.
You're not here because you're purposeless.
Toli wano lwatali ko kigendererwa.
You are here. The fact that you are here
okubanti oli wano
lero is a sign
kabonera kalaga
that you have a purpose.
Tioli ke kigendererwa.
The question is,
ekibuzo kiri nti,
can you see it?
So okukiraba.
How do we align ourselves to that purpose?
Twegatta tutya ku kigendererwa ekyo ku mulimu
ogwo. John, I think it's John chapter 3 that says that unless you are born again, you cannot see heaven. Why is it born again? Because the first time we are born into a sin nature. We can't find our purpose in that sin nature. So he says, I require you to be born again. Now, that born again means to be born from above. I'm alone in this. The first birth, I don't know how you were born and from where you were born, but the second one is that you're born from above. There's technology. I don't know how to. I need help. There's a scripture I want us to read. I'm about to finish. John 1:12-13. It says, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. You're not born of the will of your parents. You're not born of the will of your flesh. You are born of the will of God. Christ,
Christo,
Jesus,
Yesu,
was born to shed his blood,
not
for his own sins, but for the sins of others. He was born not to do the will of the flesh, but rather the will of the Father. He was born not for the will of man, but for the will of God. Jesus was born for God. You are born for God.
Nawe bwoti wazali wakulu wakatonda.
You have purpose.
Oine chigendere,
oine
umulimu.
And the way you align with it is to align yourself with God.
Kwe kwa ata kukatonda.
That's why Christ came.
Yensongalachi Kristo yajja.
He knew that if he didn't reconcile us to God,
kubanga yamanya bwata tutabaganya na tena kitafu,
the greatness on the inside of us,
amanya gali munamu fete gasobola kubanga gafuluma gala bisiwa.
There's a talk on predestination.
Waliwo kugerere okuteke warikikwango mutanga chinte chinatuka.
Some people think me I could have been predestined to go to hell.
Abantu mbaloza nzinyizo kwa nateke watekebwa kugenda muliro.
Maybe I'm like Pharaoh. God has hardened my heart. It is my role to afflict the Israelites.
Obo liya uninga Farao kana yakakanyeza mutima gwange omulimo gwe gwa kubonya abonya abantu.
And you inflict.
Hey,
I don't believe that is true. I'm open to be taught different. But this is what I believe. If you are created in the image of God, he did not create you only for you to go to hell and back. If that was it, even Satan would sit down and say, I have no work anymore. Because abange, twababalada. I signed the deal
with my
God,
people, they are numbered.
I know my people. Whether they serve Christ for 100 years
or
on the last day, they shall come to me. He would not be roaming around.
Yandibadde tatambula nga
awuguma. Like a lion looking for whom to devour. Ng'empologoma
okunonya gwanaalya.
No.
Nedda.
He would be seated.
Yandibadde
awumonde. On his throne.
Kunamulondo ye.
And just waiting.
Ng'alindiridde.
So that's why I believe that every single person
here,
every single created human being has a purpose. And they are for God. But the only way you connect with that purpose is for you to connect with what God has for you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You're not predestined to be poor. You're not predestined to live in sickness. You're not predestined to live in pain. You are not predestined. You know, we have this thing in Luganda. Nange mukama wabaya gadde. It is the will of God.
Inshallah.
So, God wakes up. He creates this amazing being and puts all these desires. And then he says, but I think you to stay humble, you first to be poor. And he says, now for you to stay humble, you first be sick. For you to stay humble, you first, I don't know, you have this habit that you can't get out of. For you to stay humble. You have friends who are like this. No.
Nedda.
No.
Nedda.
I didn't see Jesus walk that way.
Salaba Yesu ngajamukubira fana bweritu.
I saw Jesus come out of an intimate place.
Nalaba Yesu ngava mchife cho mukwani chimemete.
Walk on water.
Na tambula ku mazi.
I saw him come out of fellowship.
Namula banga ava munkolagana mukusechi.
And heal the sick.
Na wonyabalwadde.
I saw him have friends.
Namula banga ine mikwani.
And say that sickness shall not end in death.
Na agambo bulwaddo obutebujja kukomekeza mukufa.
Can you imagine?
Tebereza.
If Lazarus didn't know Jesus.
Singa Lazarus yatamanyi Yesu.
Do you understand the person you have on the inside of you? Do you understand why Jesus came? And what he came to give you?
Mordecai
tells Esther,
Agamba Eseza,
if you do not do anything,
singa tokola chintu chonna,
God
Katonda
will bring deliverance from somewhere else. And what to you and your family? But maybe you were put in this palace for such a time as this. I don't know what circumstance you are facing.
Simanyi mbeera ki gy'oyitamu leero.
But if you don't rise up on behalf of your family,
if you
don't rise up on behalf of your church, if you don't rise up on behalf of your nation, if you don't rise up on behalf of your country, God will bring deliverance for his people from somewhere else. But maybe you are seated in this place for such a time as
this.
That everything that you see in your family, you are put in that family for such a time as this. Don't look at your family and say, "I can't even tell you where I come from." No. You are put in that family for this time. You are their hope. You are put in this church for this time. We need you. Everything you are not seeing
is
because even us we've not yet seen you. We need you. Maybe you were put in this, not maybe. You were put in this nation for such a time. Stop living for you. Live for the purpose that God has placed on the inside of you.
Hallelujah.
We need you.
Tukwetaga.
We need you.
Tukwetaga.
We need you.
Tukwetaga.
We need you.
Tukwetaga.
You're holding us back.
Yegwatu sibye mabega.
Imagine if Jesus said, I don't want to be born. Or he stopped halfway and said, but God, the things you're asking me to do. But now he has the name that is above all other names. And that name is worthy of glory and adoration.
At
the mention of his name, every knee bows.
Every
tongue confesses that he is Lord. Because he obeyed. Because he said yes. But I imagine that had he, for example, it's impossible, but for some, in some other world, had he said no,
singa oboli yao yaga neda,
God would have raised another one.
Katonda yandi yisimusizo omuntu omulala.
God would say yes.
E yandi gamye nti wewaawo.
For who?
Kulwani. Kululwe. Kulwange nawe.
So if he raises his son for me,
bwabanga ayimusisa omwana kulwange.
Why?
Lwaki?
Because you have a purpose.
Kubanga nina ekigendererwa.
You are worth saving.
Osigwanidde okulokolebwa.
Just stand up.
Emi yakubigere ebyo.
My beloved is the most beautiful among thousands and thousands. Just worship him. My beloved is the most beautiful among thousands and thousands. My beloved is the most beautiful among thousands and thousands. Yeshua. Yeshua, Yeshua, just lift up your hands right now. Say, Father, I say yes to the purpose that you have for me. I say yes to your will. I say yes to every plan that you have for me. I say yes to you, God. 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 Father, I just pray over your people. That the greatness that you have placed on the inside of them will be evident for all to see. We see it. We see it. We see it. We see the greatest doctors. We see the greatest inventors. We see the greatest evangelists in this place. We see the prophets that you have called. We see your people, O King of Glory. We see them. We see your warriors. Oh, shikatarabo kosa, randeleko shatata, riketatakala rabo kosa, retekela raba shata, rindeleke satata. They step into everything that you have prepared, that you have ordained. Thank you, Jesus. And if there's anybody here and you're not born again, Because like I said, you align yourself to purpose when you accept the one who has given you purpose. So if you have not received Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you want to do so today, just put up your hand. Is there anyone? This is why Jesus came. Not for gifts, not for food, but for your life. So if there's anybody here one last time, just put up your hand. Oh!
Woo!
Amen! Hey, guys, this is why he came. Hallelujah!
Come.
Is there anyone else? Because this is why he came. Hallelujah. This is the best Christmas. This is the best gift I can give Jesus. My Christmas is made.
Christmas yange ekoleddwa.
I can go home and sleep.
Solo gende kane nebaka.
Amen.
Amina.
We're just going to pray with him.
Tugenda kusaba naye.
Father, I welcome you.
Mama chitange kwaneza mu bulamu bwange.
I am born again.
Nzalidwa mulundi
ogwokubiri. I'm born from above.
Nzalidwa okuva waggulu.
And I receive.
Era ntola.
Your purpose.
Ekigendererwa wacho.
For me.
Jendi.
I receive.
Ntola.
Your love.
Okwagala
kwo. I receive.
Ntola.
You and the Father.
Gwe nga Tata.
And the Holy Spirit.
N'Omwoyo Mutukuvu.
That you would come and abide in me.
Olyoke ojje otule mu nze.
Father, I thank you for your child.
Kwebaza olw'omwana
w'omukama. He is yours.
Mwana uwo.
He is yours.
Ono mwana uwo.
Mark him with your love.
Muteke
kaka mwenye kumpana. Mark him with your peace.
Muteke mirembe.
Mark him with your joy.
Muteke sanyo.
May your glory rest upon him.
Ekitiibwa kyo kitule ku
ye. His life from today will never be the same.
Obulamu bwo okuva ne leero tebujja kubeera kye kimu.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Webale Yesu.
Thank you, Jesus.
Webale Yesu.
Thank you, Jesus.
Webale Yesu.
In Jesus' name.
Mulinnya lya Yesu.
Amen.
Amina.